a season of sowing. Whenever the urge to save the world surges its way through my raw synapses, I try to keep in mind that it ain't the world that's in need of saving. It'll be just fine and dandy, no matter what type of devastation the human species wrecks upon the face of the earth, for there is a perfectly natural equilibrium to which it will always return to balance. No, it ain't the world in need of a savior. It is this species which has pushed itself to the brink of disaster that direly needs a fresh dose of happy hour hallelujah before the midnight bells chime for the final time and bring the curtains crashing down on this experiment of self-conscious evolution. But I'm afraid that such a savior ain't going to be breaking through those toxic clouds to make a resurrected appearance in the burning sky as a sign of revelation cometh. No, no, there ain't no prophecy or the strong enough remedy to cure what ails us. So the only solution that seems viable at this late stage of the game is to tear up all the old rules and build a new blueprint with better guidelines which help drive home the point that every soul better learn to save itself. Time is growing short, it's true, which means there ain't no time to weep the blues. So dry those eyes that they may see the seeds to sow the future fields that cancel out the chaos and give us all a chance to reap the promise of heaven found in the here and now.